every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Popular music. 33 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
Hall & Oates, Say It Isn't So. And the number one song this week, 33 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
From the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. With one game left to play this season, the Bears find themselves sitting at a dismal 3-12 on the year. But despite the fact that the Bears will miss the playoffs by a wide margin, head coach John Fox says his team has not quit.
They're working hard. They're practicing hard. There's no splintering. You hear that word sometimes on the outside. Our issue last week, when you look at scores and records, is -5 in a turnover ratio. I don't care who you're playing.
Rookie linebacker Leonard Floyd in the concussion protocol for the second time this season. Fox could not say yesterday whether or not Floyd will be cleared in time to play in the final game of the year against Minnesota on Sunday. Elsewhere in the league, the Bills have announced that both head coach Rex Ryan and assistant coach Rob Ryan have been relieved of their duties, and quarterback Tyrod Taylor has been benched. Anthony Lynn will take over as interim coach. EJ Manuel gets the start under center this week. The Bulls got a much-needed win over Indiana last night at home, but before that, Bulls Vice President John Paxson sat down with our David Schuster to talk about the state of his team and where they can get better.
The area we really do need to improve is with our athleticism, and that's been evident this year as well. We've got some vets that know how to play and can score, but when you look around the league and the way the game is now, that's an area that we have to address, and that is a part of our plan, and we'll try to do that obviously through the draft. We'll try to do it through free agency if we can. You always have the trade option, but right now our roster is what it is.
The Bulls host Brooklyn tomorrow night. Marian Hossa will not play tonight when the Blackhawks host Winnipeg, and he might not play for several more games. Hossa's going on IR with an upper body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville said he's hopeful Hossa will be back in time for the Winter Classic. Artem Anisimov, though, has been activated. He'll play tonight against the Jets. And in baseball, Bob Nightingale says the Yankees and White Sox are discussing David Robertson as part of a potential deal for Jose Quintana. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And when it comes to dinner, there's nothing harder than choosing between your favorite foods. That's where Taco Bell's Double Stack Tacos come in. With flavor combinations like Cool Habanero, Spicy Sweet, and Nacho Crunch, you can choose not to choose for only a dollar. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you very much, Julie. Guests today, Ross Tucker, Adam Kramer, our producers, Brett Lyons, Rick Camp. I'm Nick Szepkowski alongside Joe Colley. The last 4 hours flew by, and it's time for our daily transition segment, where we will declare an era dead that might not have ever actually begun. Stan Bernstein on the afternoon show today. What's happening, gentlemen?
What, the Matt Barkley era?
Yeah, the Matt Barkley era that you declared officially
dead. You didn't get excited about it.
Yeah, that's it's Barkley mania has reached a screeching halt because he's bad, and they realized it. And even people who tried really hard to not realize it and see what they want to see.
Are finally tapping out.
One bad performance is one thing, but my favorite moment, when I knew it was over, When I knew I was driving home, I took my kids skiing. It was my first time skiing in 30 years, and we're driving home, and I had knees
work okay today?
Yeah, I mean, some parts a little sore,
no Mr. Glass moments
calves,
for you.
No, my calves are a little sore, but I forgot how much fun that was. God, it's fun, and so I put it on in the middle of the third quarter, and it's going bad, and then the game's kind of over, and you know, Joniak, who is an optimist, and he's paid to be an optimist, part of his job to help sell the product. And after the fifth interception, he sets up Thayer with and they had done a really good job describing what was going on. And he sets up Thayer with, so anything you see today change your opinion, change your excitement about Matt Barkley? Now there's a pause, and Thayer's like, well, yeah.
You can't hold on to the ball.
Throw it to the other team?
He's like, yeah, because some of these throws are into triple coverage and off the wrong foot and not knowing what's like. The question was, and I understand what you're trying to do as a play-by-play guy.
Right,
and you're trying to set it up, but it's just like, of course, because it shows you that he isn't good. You have to change your mind if you were excited about him.
Yeah, the NFL frowns about throwing it to the other team.
Over and over and over and over again, every kind.
It's a bad habit.
A sampler platter of bad decisions and bad throws. And this is after weeks of Greg Gabriel saying he doesn't pass the scouts' eye test.
From day one, he said it.
From day one. He said this guy's maybe a bad backup. He's a third-string quarterback who maybe is a bad backup. Then you put Hub Arkish on, ask him the same stuff. And he goes, nah, because you really look at the numbers, and it's just not there. And people just didn't want to listen. No one in this town ever wants to listen.
It's the same thing with Brian Hoyer at the start of the year as it is right now. It's you can throw for a bunch of yards when the secondary's playing off and you're down by 20, and you can't get in the end zone. It's as simple as that to me, of finish a drive. Someone finish a drive. At some point, but okay, you throw.
Well, you can finish a drive if maybe you want to hand it to your bell cow running back at the 4 yard line.
And give him the ball more than 14 times a game.
We have been discussing this. Who right now?
Come on.
Do you say, okay, this guy excites me?
Excites me?
Excites you.
Like you look at teams and obviously they
that makes you feel okay. Not
excites me.
We're talking man nipples excitement.
There were times when Leonard Floyd was doing things that made you say, okay, that you can't teach.
Pick.
I see what they saw. But if he now is going to be unavailable and untrustworthy as far as availability goes, I can't say I'm as excited. But that would be, I don't know. I mean, I like Eddie Goldman, but he's never there.
Right.
And how excited do you get about a zero technique?
Well, I mean,
if
it's Vince Wilfork, you get excited about it.
If it's a guy
base of a defense,
but he anchors your 3-4, your front seven or your 3-4, then you say, wow, that's...
I don't think anybody was looking at Eddie Goldman saying that.
Cody Whitehair, at times, when you see him able to make every block that has been asked of him, that's great. But how excited do you get over that?
Interior offensive lineman.
Yeah, maybe they're solid in the middle. Okay, you got a 33-year-old or whatever, Josh Sitton. You got Long coming off as a serious surgery or two serious surgeries. So, I mean, Jordan Howard's a nice player. Nice player. I like him.
You get a Jordan Howard every year.
I don't get it. That doesn't excite me.
You grab him in the draft every year.
Hell no, it doesn't excite you.
No, you're supposed to draft. Like, if you have been an actual NFL football team, your roster's stocked with guys that you can trust to be good.
Yeah.
Right. Your whole roster is supposed to be good.
Yeah, and you're supposed to have practice squad guys that you insert in case of an injury that step in and can do
Practice squad guys you're afraid to lose. Practice squad guys
that you're trying to hide.
Exactly. Yep. Practice squad guys that you make up an injury because you're worried about somebody poaching them. Those are the guys you get, you know, if you're a team worth getting excited about, it's not, you're not hunting the waiver wire and you're not constantly moving guys from the street to your practice squad, from the street to your active roster, because you're the only team that's employing them.
Yeah.
That's been the Bears' whole year.
It's more than just a year. I was surprised we had Ross Tucker on today and asked him about, okay, where's this Bears thing going forward? What's there to get excited about? Kind of the same thing we just posed to you. And it was, well, I could see him very easily being an 8-8 team next year. Outsider's chance to win an NFC North, to chase that title. Where's that coming from?
I've got a very high bar for excitement.
Being a threat to maybe be a playoff contender is not where excitement starts in the NFL.
In this league, in this town?
Not in this town.
I'm not.
Charter franchise of the league is happy with chasing 500.
It's a heritage franchise, and we still have too many people in this fandom because of the ignominious quarterback history that we've had. All you need to know is that a founding franchise, for years now, I've been going back how far? Mike Tomczak or Doug Flutie. People can't wait to get excited about bad quarterbacking.
Yep.
Forever.
That's what it's great at.
Forever.
You see what we talked about this in the first hour today as well. I see which the walking example of CTE had to say this weekend and Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, I don't really get what he meant.
Mike Tomlin's just a cheerleader that, quarterback that.
I mean, look, Bradshaw is kind of, isn't he turned into kind of Charles Barkley where you just say some outlandish things at
times? I think it's so far beyond Barkley.
And I'm almost positive, I'll have to Google it, but I'm almost positive there was a time where he criticized Bill Cowher as well.
Is he doing it just because he's so much a Chuck Knoll guy that somehow he has to preserve?
He hated Chuck Knoll.
Then who
like Chuck Knoll till Chuck Knoll was dead.
Then whose legacy is he preserving?
I don't understand it.
I don't know.
He felt like Chuck Knoll held him back from being the quarterback he should have been. So he hated Chuck Knoll. I know I'm almost positive he took shots at Cowher. And then obviously the thing with Tomlin.
And I love going back and looking at Terry Bradshaw's numbers of guys overrated as hell, by the way.
Don't look at Joe Namath.
Oh, God. But he's Joe Namath, I think, had more interceptions than
Tucson. You have to compare Bradshaw's numbers to the rest of the league at that
time.
Sure.
I know that in past defense rules.
The second two ring runs, he and Staubach were by far the two best quarterbacks in the league. And that got you 28 touchdowns to 30 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
It was also nice with having the defense that he had that you score 13 a day, you're probably set to win.
His wide receivers weren't bad either.
Well, no. Right.
Two guys. Stallworth, Swan, right? Benny Cunningham, not a bad target.
Everything.
Randy Grossman.
Don't forget Randy Grossman.
I got you. I got your people. Don't worry.
Would always wish you a happy Hanukkah on the NFL today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There he'd be there. And a very happy Hanukkah. Now get him out of here.
Get him out. What's he saying?
Right. How do you get in here?
What is that holiday?
Get him out of here. It was a fun weekend, though. There was a lot going on. But when's the last time you went skiing?
Skiing?
Yeah.
Guys headed about high school.
That for me
about
too.
High school for me.
We used to go, like, my family, I've got in my parents' basement, there are little used skis.
Like they're still just collecting dust?
Yeah, owned. I mean, I'm sure the boots were state of the art at the time, these cool Reichle boots with like a pump inside them and everything. And I hadn't done it in forever, let alone since a knee surgery.
Right.
But it had been 30 years.
Is that Jason's first time going?
Yeah, he'd never, ever been on skis before. And we
picked it up like a natural.
So now, what's the difference between you skiing and me surfing? Shark? That's it?
Right.
That's the big difference?
Yeti, as opposed to...
The Yeti could get you. The abominable snowman.
It's possible that the Kettle Moraine Yeti at Wilmot Mountain could get me.
How did Sonny Bono die?
Wasn't he playing football?
Kennedy. We went through the draft
football.
Of guys to die on skis not that long ago.
You did a dead skier draft?
It turned into one because I know that...
That little girl that got her leg eaten by a shark surfing, she's back on that board.
Yeah, that's true. She is. But
I wonder if balance is hard for her.
If there were snow sharks that pop out, there would be something.
Then you would have a problem with it.
But it is. I forgot how exhilarating it is. It's
That's
really
what I'm trying
damn
to tell you.
Fun.
Now get on a wave.
And the skis are better. They have these parabolic skis now that are a little
Everything's
more forgiving.
A million times easier.
And instead of a rope tow for the bunny hill, it's a special conveyor that it's a people mover that takes you up. You don't have to hold that
rope
tow.
It's like at the airport.
Is there really big steps?
No, it's a conveyor belt.
Oh, it's like just a
the
flat
moving
conveyor.
Walkway is
oh,
now
like
ending.
People mover?
It's like you're at O'Hare.
It just sort of grabs you and you go. And and we saw some people we knew as I'm snapping his boots on. And she said, oh, he's going to ski for the first time. I'm like, yes. Yeah, so he's going to do a lesson over at ski school first? And I was like,
sure.
Yeah. Hadn't thought of that.
Did you throw him in a pool to teach him to swim too or what?
Well, he went. I said, look, we're going to do the bunny
hill.
Well,
then he ice skate?
See, that's the thing. Okay. And it's like, he goes, oh, hockey stop's a hockey stop. And I said,
same thing.
Yeah. And he said, okay, I got this. And we were there for 5 hours. And in the last hour, he was doing black diamonds over on the far side of the hill, doing all the expert stuff and loving it. Had one bad wipeout, sprained his thumb.
Got up and did it again.
Put a little ice on it, got 10? A couple ibuprofen. And
there you go.
It was, I had forgotten how much fun it was. And I also didn't know that Vail bought Wilmot. It wasn't the same Wilmot Mountain that I went to as a kid. It is. There's a bunch of new lifts. If you're a snowboarder, they've got a terrain course with the like stair steps and railings, and all the snowboarders are doing like X Games stuff, and it's
like on the skateboard stuff.
Yeah,
the
but they have they
real terrain. Thing?
Yeah, they've got real terrain. And then they've got artificial terrain, like you're at a I don't explain it. Literally a staircase. You
right.
go down on your snowboard. It's crazy.
That was one of the. I shouldn't say the best parts of when I went on my honeymoon in Greece, but they had like just the regular schoolyards where it's some playground, but a lot of like parking lot and parts of the building. And you had not the, I don't know if it's like an X game sport or what it is, but the people that just run and jump over everything and like climb up the side of buildings, almost like
parkour,
Bo Jackson
style.
Yes, that's
what it's called. Parkour.
Parkour.
You just walk through downtown. They're
just
downtown.
Doing that
they're
there?
They're just doing it.
Yeah, actually doing it in Paris,
like,
too.
They're just like hanging out. Like, oh, here's me running up the side of a wall.
And flipping over like
parkour
twice.
Obstacles.
Like right on concrete where they're going to break break their neck if they land wrong. And just, you know,
landing
there's a dozen
dumpsters
kids
and then
instead of like,
off
we'd,
that.
Yeah, we'd go play Super Nintendo or shoot hoops. And like, there's what these guys are doing.
Yeah,
for fun.
I saw guys doing that in downtown Paris and people were tipping them. Like they throw him a couple of euros because they
here,
see
monkey
a guy,
boy there.
Right,
there, exactly. Go do some parkour, yeah, monkey
get
boy.
Some food. You know, he's like, but running up a side of a wall and doing it, going from like vertical up to horizontal.
Yeah,
defying gravity. It's just insane.
Well, he's like the hand plant. And
yeah,
like shoot back. It's
yeah,
like, how do you not break both your wrists?
Going up like, a building to building. Going
it's Spider-Man
much, yeah.
stuff.
It's,
yeah.
it's close to that, but it's like you're looking at half the stuff they do.
Yeah,
I'm
watch
like,
some of the
I
videos
have,
of parkour gone wrong.
I just
then
wonder,
tell me how much you're going to tip that monkey boy.
And I wouldn't be able to write my name for 2 months.
I just wonder how somebody learned, like starts to get good at it. It's like, okay, am I ready for the streets?
Am I a parkour
of,
guy
of Athens yet? Right. Everybody's like, I'm going to just try this somewhere. It's like a minor league where you find out, like in a little tiny town,
some little town in Alabama. Jumping off a barn.
Where everything's little, right?
Someone sees you, discovers you. Hey, you're ready for Greece.
Mine. You're going to the show.
You're going to the show.
You're going out.
Billy
to
Bob.
They called me up. Dad, I got the call.
That's what it felt like, though. It's like, how the hell do you learn that? Like, how do you know you can jump from building to building? I don't want to be there when that goes wrong.
There are videos of that.
I'm sure. It's going to be a YouTube wormhole that I'm going to be stuck in all afternoon now. What you have going on today, Bernsey?
Stuff.
Yeah?
Only until 3:30 because the Fighting Illini are beginning the Big Ten season against Maryland, I believe.
Yes, at Maryland, it looks
and,
like.
And Mark Schanowski will talk Bulls at 2, and Matt Miller will talk college football and NFL draft and stuff as we start to get some idea of who's drafting where. It's all a little bit more informed. He'll be on at 3 with Matt Miller stuff.
Joe asked me this morning if I got stuck in it, the traffic for the Nikola Mirotic parade. Give you any problems
you
getting down here today?
Did you back into the Michael Carter Williams statue that they've erected?
Look,
got younger and more athletic overnight.
John Paxson did his State of the Team, David Schuster Christmas address, but I just don't know how you thought you were getting more athletic when you drafted Doug McDermott, Bobby Portis, and
brought
Denzel
Nico,
Valens.
And you brought Nico
can't
over.
Move.
You can't be surprised, is what I'm saying.
No.
I mean,
he snuck up on him.
He's absolutely right in his observation. They are not athletic enough.
Observations that he controls.
Right, how did you get here and say, wait a second?
Hey, you know what else is pretty important in that NBA? 3-point shooters.
Ooh, that too.
That too. Where are we? Oh, we're last in that.
Is it as simple as the Tyrus Thomas pick? That has caused all this? That they're scared to fail that miserably?
That's the facile
like, is that,
answer. That is to say...
Is it that simple?
No, because I don't think when you have no fear of your job, you're not going to get caught up in one bad move. When you're on a lifetime scholarship, a bad move doesn't affect your future moves. You know, Look, like, I've talked about...
Who's an athlete they've drafted since then? There's been no one.
James Johnson? The guy they drafted ahead of time.
Well, I mean, Jimmy Butler's athleticism was off the charts. I mean, that was the thing with him. Raw athlete. Great defender.
And that was like, what, a 24th and
no
something?
One, no one knew that he had that was going to have that work attitude. No one.
Sure.
Even Tibbs.
No, you don't draft a guy in the 20s and think he's going to be a top 15 player.
I'm sitting in my office, which was probably very late at night, and Luol's there, and he's got Jimmy with him. And you see what Luol is working with Jimmy, and Jimmy wanting more and more. And then you know, like, this guy's something special from the work ethic. You see, I mean, you could have all the work ethic in the world. You also need the tools that are going to harness that. But, you know, I mean, but no, you didn't see that in camp, and you didn't see that in film. That stuff just kind of happens. It's organic, and it's great. And it's, you know, they want to hang their hat on that, trust me, because there's been a lot of bad picks since then. A lot of bad picks.
Yeah, it's got to hang your hat on something. All right, Bernsie, we'll be listening.
All right, guys. Cool.
Happy holidays, brother.
Dan Bernstein coming up next until 3:30. Illini basketball after that. For Joe Colley, I'm Nick Shepkowski on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Well, I'll say this about George Karl. For somebody who's nowhere near the top of the all-time list of all-time coaches, he sure is doing one heck of a job generating interest for his new book. Now, it's obvious Karl's mission is to burn any remaining relationship or modicum of trust in league circles. After playing amateur psychologist and talking about the impact growing up without a father figure for players like Carmelo Anthony and Kenyon Martin, Karl now attacks the drug culture of the league. Although it's not the coke-fueled epidemic of the 70s or the presence of weed everywhere today, but rather, PEDs. He talks about off-season trips to Germany for maintenance and how body types and healing powers have changed. And pertaining to this, I'm buying it. Just because the NBA doesn't have players cranking out 500-foot home runs doesn't mean the sport is immune. Athletes are athletes, which means they aggressively search for shortcuts. You're not actually surprised by this, are you? Come on now. I'm Brandon Tierney.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but a dream.
Number 2. Tiny Camo's Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Here comes the hot stepper. And the number one song this week, 22 years ago in 1994, Boyz II Men on Bended Knee.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here! Ah!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here! Ah!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Is the Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Dan Bernstein with you on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score, and here's what we have between now and 3:30, just a couple hours. It's just you and me today, and it's going to be kind of a different week. Chris Ranji is going to sit in tomorrow, and then solo on Thursday and Friday in this intermezzo, if you will. Mark Schanowski at 2 o'clock from Comcast Sportsnet will talk Bulls and NBA, and then Matt Miller at 3 o'clock on NFL, college football, etc., and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. We are available via Twitter at my personal Twitter account. That is at Dan_Bernstein. You can text us as well, 67011. The text zone is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands, in over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply at 67011. The producers today are Matt Abaticola and Shane Reardon. And we look forward to discussing the weekend's goings-on. I cannot remember, and maybe you can, this is as bereft a Bears period. And going back for me, you know, my first year on the beat was the 1995 season, which is a great year. Well, great, considering the relative to some of these. But they were 9-5. They missed out on the playoffs, but they were 9-7, missed out on the playoffs, and were one of the best offenses in Bears history with Ron Turner directing, Eric Kramer and those guys. And everybody thought, okay, here we go. This is that opportunity under Wonstead after they had won a playoff game with Steve Walsh up in Minnesota. Everything was trending in the right direction, and then the wheels came off, and a bunch of bad drafts caught up with them, and injuries hit. It's all the same usual NFL excuses, and that feeling of that building being so empty, and understanding the number of no-shows, and we'd sit there on the press box and laugh just like everybody was at the number of reported no-shows. But man, that's what it was. And I didn't watch much of the game live. Like I say, I heard the end of the third and the fourth. And even on, you couldn't hide it on the radio cast either, because sometimes they can take the crowd mic and turn up the ambient noise a little bit to make it sound like the crowd is bigger. The problem is, and we experienced this with the White Sox at one point, when you do that, when you try to pump up the crowd noise in the mix, wherever that mic is, you expose yourself to the possibility that one fan or another can be heard more clearly and more loudly than you otherwise would want. So it's the last thing you want to do. But it was going, I mean, the Dick Geron end was no good. The end of the previous regime was no good. But for that feeling of that game, that emptiness and all the interceptions and just how deflated and how quiet it was, I have not heard that John Fox is in any real danger right now. However, these situations are volatile, and we know that any number of things could still be on the table because ownership can act on any whim. And I don't know if Virginia's coming down the stairs again, screaming and you know, smashing family photos with her cane, knocking things off the wall and getting in everybody's face. I it can happen again, but everything's really quiet. I have no idea what it means. And people up there, until there is a clear sign of something, we get this feeling, this stagnation, this inertia that is just keeping everybody thinking, all right, if they feel that, you know, they have another one of these press conferences where continuity and massive change are both equally important. This is a very attenuated and uncomfortable time for the Bears going into this final game, where there's just lots of looks around at everybody and shrugs and sideways glances. I wish I had a better understanding of direction at any level of the organization. Unfortunately, you can't get a whole lot of information, and nobody really seems to know.
Scoreboard update.
1:31 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Well, Marian Hossa is out for tonight's game against Winnipeg at the United Center, and he may be out for the next couple of games. He's being placed on IR with an upper body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville said he hopes to have Hossa back in time for the Winter Classic. Artem Anisimov, though, has been activated. He will play tonight against the Jets. The Hawks have yet to beat Winnipeg this season. Puck drops on this one at 7:30. The Bears have only won three games all year, and they'll put a miserable season to bed on Sunday after their final game against Minnesota. Bears head coach John Fox said there were bright spots, though, this year, and rookie running back Jordan Howard was one of them.
You look at Jordan Howard, what he's been able to accomplish, and, you know, that's a lot of people's efforts. You know, I'm talking about the blocking element, tight ends, O-line, like you mentioned, and, you know, Cam Meredith has stepped up, you know, with some injuries at the receiver position. So there are some positive things moving forward.
Elsewhere in the league, the Bills have announced that both head coach Rex Ryan and assistant coach Rob Ryan have been relieved of their duties. Quarterback Tyrod Taylor has been benched for Saturday. EJ Manuel will get the start. Bulls are off today after a win over Indiana last night. They host Brooklyn tomorrow. In college football, Army leads North Texas 31-28 in the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. Three more bowl games on tap for later on today. And in college basketball, Big Ten play opens this afternoon. You can hear Illinois face off with Maryland today at 3:30 right here on 670 The Score. Go for game day greatness and join 670 The Score and Dos Equis at Crazy Pour in Villa Park from 2 to 4 p.m. this Saturday, December 31st, for a college football watch party. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. Hurry in, stock up, and save big at Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Save 30 to 40% on select hikers, hunting boots, waders, and winter footwear. And keep warm with 40 to 50% off select Cabela's outerwear. Don't miss these huge savings at Cabela's after Christmas clearance.
Dan Bernstein.
I don't want to root for him. I don't like him. I don't like anything he does.
I said to myself, Nico, you have to enjoy a little bit more basketball, you know. I need to smile. I need to feel myself, you know, playing simple, playing the way I was used to play before. And I think I'm finding my game.
In the corner, Mirotić. Mirotić has stepped back. Stop it. Stop it. Right in front of the Pacer bench. Oh, Nico, Nico. That was well defended.
Dan Bernstein.
No different than it was a month ago. You know, we're evaluating, and you know, our guys understand. You know, I think at this stage, there's a lot of people that have nothing left to play for. So, you know, it's about pride and respect.
Everybody has a job to do, and I said before, if you're not going to do it, they'll bring somebody else in that will. So, you got to have that attitude and go out there and go to work and make sure you're doing everything you need to do to prepare and try to put your best foot forward when you go out on the field.
Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Some sound for the weekend. You heard Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman. You heard Bears head coach John Fox. And the resurgence, again, yet another resurgence for Nikola Mirotić. I can just tell you, I wish I trusted it because I don't. And the glaring problems that affect the Bulls are not going away. Nico Mirotić having a good game does not make the Bulls more athletic. Nico Mirotić having a good game does not make the Bulls a good three-point shooting team. And understanding that you might have to bench Rajon Rondo in a fourth quarter might help you out a little, but it doesn't solve some of these large secular fundamental issues that are going to continue to be a problem for a team that says it was one thing and is going to end up being another. We'll grab some phone calls at Sports Radio 670-312-644-6767. Also, the thing that marked this weekend for me was still throughout the weekend and even into today, the outpouring of sentiment regarding Thursday's show. And internally, externally, everywhere, what a memorable and special day from just everybody all the way around, from all the people involved, everybody at Real Time Sports, from our promotions department for the production work that Chris Tannehill did to make everything sound so seamless, from what Matt Abatacola did, everybody there, everybody here, and importantly, everybody who was there. I know we said a bunch of thank yous, and there was it was a very emotional day, one that I will absolutely never forget as long as I live. And it was remarkable and fitting and satisfying. We are going to have, of course, a huge tribute to Terry that's technically not going to be the Boers and Bernstein show. It's just going to be a big Terry radio farewell on Thursday. If you missed that show on Thursday, the entire show, as far as I know, is available.
Next Thursday, Dan.
Excuse me, next Thursday. The entire show is available at 670thescore.com. And I even went back and listened to some things because when you're in the middle of it, it's different to experience it than when you actually sit and hear it. And some of the things that you say, and when you do this, you understand that sometimes you don't even really know what you said until you said it, and you want to hear it again to hear how it sounded. And I was honored to be a part of it, and there were so many professionals involved in the production, and really just interacting during, and then for a long time after the show with longtime fans. It was a great, great day. And it was a final show that I think befitted Boers and Bernstein. And it was just great. And I want to thank you. If you were there, if you were a part of it, thanks for making it something that was that memorable and that special. It really is genuinely appreciated. Jamal is in Tinley Park. He's on the score. What's happening, Jamal?
Not much, Dan. How you doing?
All right.
Question for you. So I know a couple weeks ago you had mentioned that maybe there was some speculation that there would be like a football guy put in up there at Hallis Hall. And I'm just wondering, is Pace tied to Fox for this year? Because I must assume that the heat is getting pretty hot on Pace to produce as well. So give Fox another year, and if he fails, then kind of, you know, Pace can kind of reset the clock a little bit with a new coach. Just trying to get some understanding as far as where you think they are with that.
Jamal, thanks. As I understand it, when we were last told, before anything began with whatever John Fox has done to try to claw back some power, as we understood the installment of Ryan Pace, he was the top football decision maker in that building, and that he signed off, and that technically, even though it might not have been his first choice, that technically John Fox had to be his hire, and he is in charge. That from what was last officially told to anybody, and this is why it's gotten murky, is because nobody's really heard from it. We haven't heard anything otherwise. That if Ryan Pace wanted to, he could fire John Fox right now. That it wasn't some guarantee. You got to keep him for this year. You got to keep him for that year. That it's his coach, and he can make the call because he is the general manager, because he is the top football voice. Then we began to hear that John Fox was ingratiating himself on multiple levels and trying to carve out a power base that might not necessarily be commensurate to that particular structure as we knew it. It's still murky. I don't know. I'm doing everything I can do to find out because I want to know just like you want to know. But ideally, if Ryan Pace has had enough of John Fox, he can get rid of him. And then if he wants to make a move for Sean Payton or if he wants to hire some coach that none of us have ever heard of, he is able to do that. It's always weird when you start hearing about old consultants saying, oh, I can tell you how to run your football business, because that just continues to undermine the guy that you had installed ostensibly as that top football guy. I think the best thing the Bears could do would be to privately and publicly reiterate the fact that this is Ryan Pace's team and that he can continue to make those decisions as he sees fit. And if they don't trust him to do that, they should get rid of him. But at the moment, on every level, there are questions. And until we hear powerful people on the record respond to difficult questions, it's hard to nail down who's doing what and certainly when they're doing it. 312-644-6767, top of the hour. Mark Schanowski will join us. We'll see if he's got Nico Miritich excitement just bursting from his veins and pores and every bodily orifice, because I don't trust it. I'm happy to see it, but experience informs us that those performances don't generally sustain, especially with the sample size that we have with Miritich. It also doesn't do anything for the underlying issues that will continue to be headwinds in any Bulls improvement in a league that is evolving away from what they do towards other things. You got Sports Radio 670, WSCR, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670, The Score.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sports.
They call me the man in the high castle. I've seen you in these films, whether in a protest, a rally, or a war. You're the only hope any of us have ever had. Our future belongs to those who change it.
We are all on the same side.
What side is that?
The side that stands against the Japanese, the Nazis. It stands for freedom.
An Amazon original series.
He's coming. Who? The guy we answer to.
The Man in the High Castle. Stream all episodes now on Amazon Prime Video.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government?
If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store or kohls.com for details.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS Sports Experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Popular music. 38 years ago, 1978.
Number three.
Barbra Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
And you don't bring me flowers.
Number two.
The Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven. And the number one song this week, 38 years ago in 1978, Chic, La Freak.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
We passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number three.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but I won't bring.
Number two.
Heinie Camoes, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the
lyric. And the number one song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boyz II Men on Bended Knee.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
Price and participation vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The most important for me is that we won that game. We really need it. I don't give a to be honest, like the shot I made if we lose that game. So the most important is the team. We needed that game. We need to take care of the court. And we are all here together. And I'm sure we're going to find a way, you know, now to keep progressing, to keep building from this point.
Boy, his English has gotten so much better so fast.
That's Nikola Mirotic, who is at the very least trilingual because he is Montenegrin, but played in Spain enough to be part of the Spanish national team, I believe, if he's a naturalized Spanish citizen. So I know he tweets a lot in Spanish. So I think that's his second language. And then English is his third language. And I think that Niko Mirotic will always be good enough to disappoint you. I think that's just sort of what he is, because he's a below the rim big man in an above the rim league. And he's fun and he can do a lot of things, but even if he sort of maximizes what he is, we've had discussions on these airwaves the last couple of seasons about, you know, he could be an all-star, and he's had some, you know, really good months. He's a very skilled player. He's a very effective player, but he just doesn't play where the rest of the league is playing, and that is up above everybody else. You know, there's when everybody else is up there and you're down here, there's only so much that you can do. I like the fact that John Paxson makes himself available. That's great. I know he has some sort of agreement with David Schuster that he's going to come out and answer some of those questions. But it's on him, and it's on Gar Forman. I will say that the drafting, as I understand it, is Gar's deal. While Paxson does have a seat above Gar, it is these most recent drafts have been Gar Forman's final call on that he has been scouting the players. He makes the decision. He's the general manager. He makes the pick. Now, I'm sure if it came down to some kind of conflict and Paxson said, I want this guy instead of this guy, and you're going to do it, that it might happen that way. But as we always discuss, we talk about Paxson and Forman and Forman and Paxson and not knowing where one ends and the other begins, when Forman indeed was given the position of general manager, part of the reason was that Paxson didn't want the responsibilities of traveling around and doing all of the legwork when it came to some of these final decisions. So this one's on Forman. And the guy you kind of feel for is Fred, and understand, I don't know if Fred can coach or not in this league. I have no idea. I like to think that he can, but it's hard to tell when everything he wants to do is hamstrung by his roster. He won't say it, and he's gone out of his way to be very careful when asked about it, because if he is being honest and not even trying to take a shot at his bosses, it's hard for him to be honest without doing so, or at least implying that there are things he wants to do and can't do, because it's just the truth. It's he wants to run, he wants to play with pace, and they kind of can't. They've got a roster that's not necessarily designed to do that, and we saw it going in. And I went back and actually read some of the things I wrote after this, that we knew that this is what the roster was going to look like. We said, all right, well, you can't shoot threes, and you might have some guys who make it difficult on the coach. And already, you know, last year it was Jimmy Butler saying he's got to coach harder. And this year, as we were just going into the Christmas break, it was Dwayne Wade saying, well, we got to run some other sets. We're only running one set, and everybody knows what we're doing in fourth quarters. And it's true, they've been really awful in fourth quarters. But the fact is, NBA basketball is not trickery. NBA basketball isn't some secret play you run, or these numbers of plays that you run. It might be true. I guess I agree with Wade that they don't run a ton of sets, and they run a lot of the same stuff in the fourth quarter. But you know what? So do some championship teams. Because they've got players who are better than your players. And you can, the San Antonio Spurs have done really, really well running wing pick and roll and high screen roll over and over and over again in fourth quarters, because everybody knows where to be. And the actions that starts can result in some things where the Bulls don't get enough continuity out of their initial actions. Everybody's running the same stuff. It's all designed to do the same stuff. But just because you can start the same way the Warriors set something up, or just because you can start the same way the Spurs or the Cavaliers, boy, that was a hell of a game over the weekend, man. That was some kick-ass basketball being played by those two teams. That it's all supposed to happen in the secondary and tertiary actions. It's not how it starts. It's where defenses have to go because of what your guys can do. And they just don't have to follow you out there.
it doesn't look the same because defenses don't have to go to the same places. Against these other teams that have multiple three-point threats, they're spread out. They've got more ground to cover. Defenses against them will say, all right, shoot over us. Go ahead, all game. You want to take those? Go ahead, do it. A note from Rudy who says, I didn't have a chance until this weekend to fully consume the Bulls. And now I really don't want to. The only time they looked remotely athletic was when whoever had Pau Gasol was guarding them because his feet are glued to the floor. And someone has to explain to me the purpose of Rajon Rondo. I'm not sure if he'd consider taking a shot at an empty gym. I don't get any of it, but it was nice of Pax to explain it again at 4 a.m. on Christmas. That's quite the bit that he's got. Yeah, it's still on tape, though. I mean, regardless of when he does it live, it's still there. We still have all the sound. And he described NBA hell. I think he described exactly where the Bulls are, although, and I continue to be told that they really want to make the playoffs. They really think that you have to remain viable in the eyes of potential free agents as a destination, and that being bad, and I'm not saying quote-unquote tanking, but the idea that being one of the league's bad teams is enough to keep people away, that you have to be competitive, you have to be considered a playoff team, that it does matter to them whether they say it or not. But yeah, the Rondo thing I don't get either. And if teams are still letting him penetrate and then chase him around when he penetrates, that's the only way that the Bulls get open shots, because he's just looking for help. If you don't let him get into the lane, and if teams work hard to wall him off, he's not going to shoot. He might make a couple, and if he's going to be indifferent defensively, and there was some of that going on too, then he just ends up being a net negative for you. And for a basketball team, the last thing you want is a net negative. Mark Schanowski is going to talk Bulls with us next on The Score.
25 years of Terry Bors.
Bill Band.
Terry's final show on The Score.
Just tired of you, dumbass.
Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1. Do not miss this historic Score special.
Hello, fitness friend.
Live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, featuring a list of incredible special guests. Want to be there in person? You can win tickets to this private show. So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I can't trust anybody but me to do it.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My
my one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me this week in 2001. This week in 2002, Diana Ross was arrested for drunk driving by police in Arizona. The funeral of former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer took place in London this week in 2002.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
Five days.